Hello, podcast family. I trust you had a super splendid week. Welcome to another episode of Parenting Corner, where we share salient issues in parenting and offer advice on godly parenting. I remain your host, Oluwakwedemi Jeanette. Thank you for the feedback on the last episode, and thanks for the welcoming. I really appreciate it. On this week's episode of Parenting Corner, I'm going to be talking on a very important issue. Well, on this week's episode, I'll be talking on the topic, secret isn't secret. Yeah, I mean, the purpose of this podcast is to help godly parents out there to raise godly children and even would-be parents to prepare them for the raising of godly children. And today, I'm talking on secret is not secret. We intend to raise godly children and we cannot afford to live a life of secrecy. I would explain. First thing I want us to notice is that our life is opened in the spirit. Our life is like an open book in the spirit, and our children are going to pick that kind of lifestyle. So if we want to raise godly children, we cannot afford to live our life carelessly. We have to live an intentionally spiritual life. So you cannot say you want to raise godly children, whereas you yourself, you are doing things that are unthinkable. You are living a life that is not godly. Even if you have you are portraying a godly face, probably you go to church, probably you are probably even a minister in church, and your life is not right. It's very difficult to raise a godly children. Even if probably you do devotions at home, you teach your children, you preach to them, so to say, you cannot really raise a godly children, because that life, the inner life that you live, is what is actually open to your children to pick in the spirit. Because what is being transferred to our children godly wise, it's not just the words you speak, it's about the life that you live. And the life that you live is something, is a component of something inside. So our children pick that which is inside rather than what we say with our mouth. So that's why I decided to pick this topic, that secret is actually not secret. So we have to live an intentionally spiritual life. You cannot raise godly children if you still struggle with secret sin. Your children might not know about it, but still, somehow, you cannot raise godly children because they pick that life from the spirit. Your children might not even know about it, but somehow you leave an opening for the devil. When we're involved in secret sin, we leave an opening for the devil over our children. You know, what really brought about this episode was the fact that I stumbled upon a post on Facebook. I was just going through my Facebook timeline, and then this particular video popped up. It's a never have I ever video with children and parents living together. And then it got to a stage, they asked the question, never have I ever watched a porn video. And then both the father and the daughter owned up to it, that they've watched porns. And then the father looked at the daughter in a surprised manner and said, are you serious? And then it just crossed my mind that why should the father be surprised? I mean, he watches porn, so what does he expect of his daughter? And so even though his daughter doesn't see him, even though she doesn't know that father does that, somehow there's an opening that he has brought that the daughter has picked from indirectly, unconsciously. So we cannot grow beyond the inner life of those over us. And that's what I want us to understand. Our children cannot go beyond our inner life, except when they go outside and they have other coverings over them. It's very difficult for a child to grow. That's why the Bible says the disciple cannot be above his master. So it's very difficult for our children to grow beyond the kind of life that we live. If we want a spiritually strong children, if we want spiritually strong children, we must be spiritually strong ourselves. If we want children that are saved, we must truly be saved ourselves. So we cannot go beyond the inner life of those that are over us. Just like a minister can't preach righteousness and talk about holiness, and he himself is not living that, what will be passed to his congregation is the light from within. So as parents, the life we do not live, we cannot train our children to walk in that path. As parents, we need to know God truly to raise godly seeds. As a parent, you really need to know God. A tree produces the seed that it's planted. For instance, if we plant, let's say, a mango seed, what will come out of it is a mango tree. So we cannot expect our children to live a godly life when we ourselves are not living a godly life. Our children cannot get far away from the life that we've molded spiritually. The spirit that operates in us can either provide the opening or the covering of our children. We can either provide a spiritual opening for our children or a spiritual covering for our children. The question then is, do you really know God? As a parent, do you really know God? As a good parent, what is that? Do you really know God? You want to have a family, you want to get married, you want to have children. Do you really know God? What sort of life are you living? Oh, you want some miracle to happen with your children, with your son. You want your son to be saved, but you are still patching up sin. Come on, it doesn't work that way. We need to get up and build up the bridges and allow God pass it through our lives so that we can in turn raise godly children. If we do not open up to God to work in our lives, we are still patching up sin, patching up one lifestyle the other, one habit or the other that is unprofitable. When we get to have children, or when our children start growing, we see that they pick up those habits even without them seeing us do those things. So why not open up and allow God passage in your life? Then and only then would you be able to raise godly seeds for our God. And as would-be parents, yes, I know most of my listeners are would-be parents. As would-be parents, you want to get your life right with God now. Because if you want to raise a godly child, you have to live a godly life. And it starts now. The kind of life you live now, the kind of habits you formed now, the kind of spiritual things you get yourself involved now, that will determine the strength, the spiritual strength of the kind of seed that you'll be able to raise for our God. God has set you over those children. Get serious with God so you can do the needful. The master is waiting. Don't stall. Don't wait. Give your life to Jesus. I hope this episode blesses you. God bless you. Till I come your way again, don't leave parenting to chance. God bless you.